Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Guys, we have
the one, the only.
An exciting episode today.
An effing exciting. No, we mustn't swear.
I said frickin', that's all right, no?
Swearing.
Okay, well, Katie Vase is coming on the pod, guys.
Katie Vase. Huge TikTok icon.
Don't not another one. Here we go again.
Or what about I'm a problem?
I'm a problem.
Okay, imagine she's going to listen to this and be like, you are completely off the beat. Wrong tune, wrong tone.
Which very
well. Well, anyway.
At least she tried our best.
She's an absolute legend.
She's the queen.
You guys are going to enjoy this episode.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't know why we were singing then. We're not the ones that should have been singing.
I was just about to sing your song.
And I was like, don't do that.
Don't do that. You'll ruin it.
Oh my God. I always say that whenever I'm with anybody that like makes music, I can't help but sing their songs. And they must think I'm so weird.
Yeah, but you're good at singing.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Have you had me singing?
No. Can I though?
Should we sing you a bit of a harmony?
I sang with Marilyn Monroe, Happy Christmas.
No.
It was really good.
Wasn't I? You said literally blurred like four words together.
I sang Mariana. It was unbelievable. No, I'm tone deaf. It's always been something I've wanted to do.
Me too.
To be able to sing. And I'll tell you why. I always thought I'd be like the sexiest girl at an after party cracking out a tune and every boy would just flock at my feet.
Yeah.
Especially if you can play the piano too and there just happens to be a piano there and you just sit down and go.
And then you just like... Little glass of wine.
Well, that was you. Have you ever
that is
that?
You.
No, I'm always too drunk at that point. I once
can you play the piano?
I can play the piano. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you dance?
Mm-hmm.
You can dance too.
Yeah. Before I was a singer, I was a dancer. I wanted to be a dancer.
Oh my God.
I wanted to be like on Broadway.
Right.
And I wanted to be like a theater kid, and then I studied theater at college, and I was
you
like,
you don't want to do that.
Mm-mm. Okay, let's go back into this because you've had a huge year, and we've got all of that to talk to you. Yeah. But I want to hear how this all started.
Yeah.
Because it feels like there's a backstory.
How did it? What being a singer start?
Yeah,
were you like singing out the womb?
Yeah, I came out singing out the womb for sure.
At what age did you get into it? Because you're young.
I'm. Do you remember when you're like, how old are you? And I was like 21, and you're like, I hate you.
Yeah,
and I was like, I love you. Just a baby. So
but I feel 21 at heart.
I think I'm always going to be 21.
Same, I always am 21.
Like, I'm 22 in July, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't think it's true.
22, I'm feeling
22.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway, what?
How did you get into singing?
Oh.
And also, when was it a time when you were like, right, this is what I'm doing, like, as a career?
Okay, so I realised I wanted to be a singer when my mum took me to a Katy Perry concert when I was...
You're quite Katy Perry vibes.
Do you know what I mean? When I was like
I'm
eight.
I
went to the O2 and we had the shittest seats in the house. We were like right at the top and Katy Perry was like this big. And I was like, how on earth has this tiny lady made everybody in this room feel like best mates and like we're all connected? And I was like, I want to be that girl. Wow. And then I went literally like beaming afterwards and then wanted to be a singer ever since then. But obviously you can't just wish a dream and...
And then it happens.
Yeah. Mm.
So much competition in that.
I know. Like, and then it's such a big world and I come from a place where like nothing happens and it's just like a shit hole and everybody knows everybody and it's just never going to happen sort of thing. And then in school, I did lots of musical theatre, lots of dance, lots of singing, lots of acting, lots of everything, lots of sport. I did everything. Right. I'm very like, must have something to do every day.
Outgoing girl.
Yeah, yeah. Outgoing queen. and then lockdown hits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how on earth am I going to be able to like be a singer sort of thing? Because
TikTok? Is that where it all started?
And then
this is what happens with the Gen Zs. They all just go on TikTok and then it.
Yeah, but I
the
didn't.
The talent
even,
gets
I,
picked up.
I used to like laugh at TikTok because I was like, it's cringy. Like, why are people posting videos of themselves singing? And then lockdown happened and I was just watching TikTok every day and I was like, oh, it's actually amazing. I love it. And then.
I love it.
Do you remember that time where they were like, oh, lockdown's over, go out and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a week later, they were like,
yeah, they brought us back in.
You're locked up again. You're locked up again, bitches. My mum called me because she was away and I had my friends over and she was like, they've all got to go. We're back into lockdown. And I was just going, oh my God. And my mum was proper on it with lockdown and I was just like, this is awful. I can't.
It was so depressing.
Wasn't it so depressing. So I made a song called Average Student, which is about like how I don't know what I'm doing with my life and how everything sucks and is shit. And then I posted it on TikTok and then it blew up.
Is songwriting also quite something else to be talented with, songwriting?
Thanks.
Because that's you're something people don't talk talents. About.
Thank you.
Like people listen, but then when you're like actually able to write the song as well as sing it, that's actually really quite something, I always
Thank
think.
Thank you so much.
That must be so, and then the melody to like conjure that up as well as the words. Like how long does that take you?
Sometimes it takes me like a few hours. Sometimes it takes me like 10 minutes. Like some of my bestest songs, like Pretty Boys, I made it in literally like 10 minutes. And like X and Y the same.
You're a superstar. Wait, I want to know about, so when you did that song on TikTok, were you embarrassed to do it? Like that was like your first debut in and front of your friends.
Were you doing TikToks like, already?
I did a few, but they were like funny ones and just like copying trends and stuff. Because like, so what if I blow up?
Yeah, but what were you feeling and like what did your friends react? Like were your family like, what the hell?
Well, like most of my friends that were like people I hung out with in like school and stuff, I didn't see them anymore. I only saw one friend in lockdown because I was like, I fucking hate everybody else and you're the only person that I can tolerate anymore. And she was like,
really?
So she was the only person that I really cared about.
Fine. So you were sort of just going.
I was just like, free. That's
like,
the best thing.
Yeah,
best
exactly. And the only reason why I posted it is because like the people that used to make me feel like shit just disappeared. So I was like, cool.
So walk me through that. So you post something on TikTok and then you blow up and you're like, what the fuck? Your life changed pretty much.
But it literally was like, so I posted the video. I almost deleted it as well because I was like embarrassed. I literally,
can you imagine?
I was literally this close to, I was looking at the delete button and I was like, but I turned my phone off because I just thought, right.
Ignorance is
give
bliss.
Give it a minute.
Let's just see what happens.
And then my mate came and picked me up and we went to M&S car park. Because I'm cool. And we go to car parks.
That's where you hang out these days. Cool kids.
So I was there and they tapped my phone back on and I had 500,000 views on my video. Sure. And I never had like seen that sort of number ever. Only in like a maths exam. I don't understand. But like on a video of me, what do you mean?
What were you feeling?
I screamed. And then we opened up all of her car doors, plugged the aux in and played this little minute video of my song for about 2 hours. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a pop star. Oh my God. And then literally the next day I get a message from my manager.
Stops. Your music company literally just picked you up.
Yeah, she literally
like
messaged
that.
Me and was like, I've seen your video. My boss loves you. Can you give me a call? And I was like, yeah. And then she called me and I like just turned 18, just got 1 million views. And I was just like, what do you want? I was like, who are you? Who are you? What do you want from me? And
she was like,
hi, babe. Hi, I want you to go to London, la la la. Then I went to London and I never left, basically.
Whoa.
It was like the next day.
That is such a whirlwind.
So where were you living before London? I hope.
Southampton.
Southampton.
Shithole.
Oh my God. So you're...
Shit heap. Honestly, sorry.
No offense to anyone who lives in Southampton now.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so you get to London, life's crazy.
Uh-huh.
How are you feeling?
So you then have to do like a record tape or whatever it's called.
So my brother is a barrister, so he's like a big lawman. And after I got off the phone with my manager, he was like, right, you can go to London, but I'm coming with you.
Oh my God, you're so lucky you had that.
My brothers were like, just in case I got kidnapped or something, you know, it's a scary world. But I get to the offices, I meet my managers and stuff, and they gave me grapes and croissants and juice, and I was already
gorgeous.
In. I was already in, I thought, wow,
I'm
snacks.
I'm swayed.
I'm in. And then I went to the studio, met the producers that worked on like Lily Allen and stuff. They made Smile.
You know what's going on.
I literally was like, I was in my bedroom yesterday in like the middle of nowhere and now I'm in London. I
in
never really...
Shithole Southampton.
Shithole Southampton. I've never really been to London, and now I'm here in like this fucking beautiful studio.
Wow.
All these like things everywhere. And yeah. And then after the session, they were like, do you want to come back like next week and do it again and do some more? And I just got a job at the co-op as well. And I was gassed because I was like, I'm going to save up all my money and then I'm going to have recording sessions and stuff. But I did one day at the co-op, went to London the next day.
And you're like, I'm scared off to be a star.
Came
now.
Back
Bye,
for
guys.
my second shift. And then I spoke to the boss on the third one because I cried the whole way through my second shift. I said, look, I've got to quit. I'm going to be a pop star. I literally said that. And he was just going to
be a pop star. Damn right.
Like, he was like, okay.
You good luck with that dream, sweetie.
And then I called my manager like, I've quit. I'm ready to go. I want to be a pop star. Put me forward for everything. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And this is what, how many years ago now?
Like three.
Three. And now you've had just had the most major year ever.
It's been the bestest year, honestly.
Because you've just been
shivers to my toes.
Nominated for Brit's Rising
that
Star
is
Award.
Crazy.
I'm bloody
congratulations.
Excited.
Thank you so much.
That's mental. Adele was nominated.
That's fucking honestly, even to be like acknowledged, but it's just wild.
I hope we get invited and we're in the background with like
in it.
Boop boop.
Boop boop.
Are you excited?
I like that one.
We'll be
so
watching
excited.
On the telly if we're not there.
I honestly can't believe it. It's a dream I've always had. And but it's weird, like, you know when you think things and then you're like, oh, that would be fun. And
do
now
you think
it's happening.
You manifested it very casually then? Because you're like, I'm going to be a pop star.
I manifest everything. I manifested being nominated for a Brit Award.
Wow. Okay, let's go
ago.
Into this.
Are you like are you a witchy girl? I'm a witchy girl.
I'm witchy
Crystal as fuck.
Girl over here. Like,
okay.
I am witchy.
Okay,
woo.
That's nice. Witchy woo.
Let's go into that.
I love manifesting. I love stars. I love like believing in like a bigger thing.
Astrology.
Yeah.
Astrology. I love it all.
Like the higher power. Mm. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I believe if you're like positive and you're nice to people and
karma.
you do good things, it all comes back
of
around.
Of course.
That's
gratitude.
Right. Exactly. Have just stuff of grace. Honestly, be nice to everyone.
I can't believe how quickly that happened for you. How it was literally like one song,
TikTok.
One TikTok, a call, a signing with all within a week. Like that is one in a million. Like that's incredible.
That's why once I got it, I was like, I have to quit my job and just
go full
steam ahead.
Yeah, 100%.
And work so hard. That's like how I will always think though. I'm so driven. Like I will always want more. Like I'm so happy where I am, but I always want to grow and be better. So
that's why you're successful.
Yeah, because it's a tough
just
game,
sit and
man.
Plod along.
You can't plod because someone else will do it.
I want to ask you a bit about this actually, because you obviously like Melissa said, you're just thrown into this lifestyle. Like, how was it meeting all of the people in this industry? Like, were you like, I like them, I don't like them?
Oh no, fine. I love everyone.
You love everyone.
I've actually had like the most angelic, beautiful, gorgeous experience with everything.
But that's good.
I know.
Because you're a manifesting queen.
Good karma, bitch.
Yeah.
Witchy woo. But I'm sheltered by like everything. I have the most amazing team around me where like...
You're protected.
I'm protected.
Yeah.
And the second I feel like something's off, they're like, it's gone. Don't worry.
Wow.
It's good.
Well, shout out to the team.
Honestly, it's true.
I love that. And I like how you're so grateful.
I am. No, I love. They're family now. It's not even a team.
We've got a couple of like pointers here, which I feel like are very relevant to your songs.
Okay.
So when you're writing, because you write your own songs.
Yes.
That's huge. So do you relate them to your like dating and stuff like or are they completely like made?
No,
yes,
it's
come
all,
on,
it's
spill the beans.
All about real things. It's all about real people and real situations.
So if you wrote a song about, let's say like a boy you dated or someone you dated a few years ago and it was like quite toxic, would he be aware of the fact? Would it be quite obvious you'd written it about him?
Yeah, because I'm too specific with
specific,
it.
Specific, yeah, that's
I'm
what
like,
I mean.
Here's the day, here's what I was wearing, here's how I was feeling, here's what the weather was like.
Have you ever had people who you've dated be like, that song's about
me?
You've
written a song about me?
Yeah, all the time.
What? Tell us what happened.
Not all the time, but like, because it's only about like a few guys.
Sure.
But like, I'm too specific with
not
it.
Not the so long roster. In it. Katie's
not
roster.
The long roster. No, imagine. No, but it's just, yeah, I'm too specific with it and I'm very honest. And also I go on the podcast and fucking tell everybody everything. Literally.
I love
tell
it.
Us
yeah, come on, spill the beans. Don't deprive us of information.
Give us some dating situations. Our audience are all for that.
They would love
okay,
to hear.
Okay, so one of my first like bigger songs was a song called Friendly Sex. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was in a situationship with this guy, and I've been in a situation with him for like 3 years, and he was like,
"That's a long time."
I know, and he
especially
could
when you're young like that.
I know, and he could
situationship.
Yeah, and I was like, I let him walk all over me because I just like adored him.
Oh, we've all been there.
Can you just tell the listeners? I know they know, but what is a situationship?
A situationship is basically you're not together. He can't commit to you. Move on. Get over it. Literally, a situationship. Do not waste your time. You are not together. It's so shit. Like, I wasted so much time, and I'm like, why did I do that?
But did you?
I loved him so much.
You know why you did that? Because now you've written 6 songs about it.
Innit? Yeah. I got a whole EP out of it.
Thank you, situationship.
Yeah, thank you, King. Anyway, yeah.
So a lot of songs are about him.
But it's fine. It's over now, and I feel great, and I feel light.
Good. Yeah, you shed it.
But
that
you
way.
Say that's like quite a good like way of closure. Writing a song about someone, getting it out.
And because I go through this like phase of being like, it's not about you. It's just a song. Get over it.
Oh yeah, like you're,
like, you're so obsessed with yourself. It's not about you.
Oh my God, I love that.
But then, I'm like, no, it is actually about you. It is actually about you. And
yeah, it's like I've sat for weeks just writing
about you. And then sometimes he'd be like, oh, like, can you stop like doing this? Like, everybody knows it's about me, and I'm like, nobody knows who you are. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. No one knows who you are. Nobody gives a flying fresh fuck. Okay, so shut up.
Do we not also, like
don't
him?
Be an
I'm
idiot.
Getting, like, we don't like him.
I was suddenly we're calm, not and now I'm suddenly
terms.
Enraged. So
oh, yeah, that's what happens when you play on those heartstrings.
I know.
It's like to them.
I know. I lost a nail because of it. Cat fight. But no, I'm happy now.
Oh, good.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you have a new mixtape coming out called Still Learning. So we want to know what skills you'd love to learn.
I'd like to know how to drive.
Oh my God, that's going to be put off when you're being a pop star. How are you going to take your time out to do that?
You're a pop star now.
You right? can be driven around.
That's
yeah.
what I say.
That's also, what Serena van der Woodsen's mum told her. That's what drivers are for. Why on earth do you need
God,
to learn to drive?
We've had loads of reference to Gossip.
Because I'm rewatching it. It's so relevant to day-to-day life.
It's so relevant.
It's so relevant. It's the unrelatable thing I've ever. We like to live in that.
We love to live
like
in that.
I like to think that I'm, you know, Serena.
Jamie still doesn't drive. I think all the cool people don't drive.
Are you calling Jamie cool? I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Well, the cool people don't. I'm just trying to give Katie that. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't
drive.
But I'd quite like to, I have this vision in my brain because everyone, like all my friends drive me everywhere. I'd quite like to just turn up to the house and be like, boom, boom.
Surprise everyone.
We're going shopping. In a nice car, be like, come on.
You can come have that independence. Be a passenger with me. It's really fun.
It's dangerous.
No, I'd love that.
I make sure my will is signed every time I get in that car with her. It's genuinely
so. You're not a good driver.
No.
No.
Almost killed a pedestrian.
Concentration span.
No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Do, do. Do, da, da, da.
Yeah, all
15
over.
15 conversations all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
100%.
I also have a question about what it's really like at the Brits. Like, give us some inside scoop. Like, do you go to like an after party? Like, tell us everything.
So I went to the Brits last year and I am normally very out there and very like, sorry, it's flu season, guys. Sorry.
That's such a good way of like getting over, you know, it's awkward and then people don't say anything. Anyway.
Flu season, everybody. Sorry. normally I'm very like extroverted and I feel very like confident, but when I went to the Brits last year, it was the first time I've ever felt like,
shit,
holy fuck. Like I was sat at this table just like in a dress that was literally, I was naked like here and here and here. I looked amazing, but I was just like.
Are you on a table with people that you know or you put with a bunch
of
strangers?
No, so half of them are people that you know.
Fine.
Well,
that
on
would
the,
make
on this
me
occasion.
Feel more comfortable.
As long as I'm with my manager, I don't really care where I am.
Yeah.
She is my left arm. I'm fine. But it was amazing. Like Harry Styles was near me. Maya Jama, I turn around and fuck, she just sat there like. Honestly, swoon at the knees. How dare she even like breathe?
Exist looking like that.
I honestly know. It's sickening. But it was great. And then after a few glasses of wine and some very
the confidence
small portions of food, I was I was fine. But it was a really, really good night, and I made some really, really good friends.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous. Did you go to the after party? Were you really starstruck by somebody in particular? Obviously, Harry Styles.
I mean, I don't really get starstruck. I just get a bit like the world's a simulation sort of thing. I'm like, none of this is real.
So talk to us about this year. How excited are we?
I know. Well, it's the first year that I'm nominated.
Mega.
I know.
So the outfit's got to be extra.
I mean, I have the most amazing stylist who always puts me in the most amazing things, but I'm going to go extra full send for the red carpet.
You
got
to go full send.
And I want to do some sort of like fairy godmother look, but like, oh my God, you know the L plate thing that I've got going on with the mixtape?
Yeah.
I want to have like an L plate like gown.
Oh, cool.
And like a little wand and just be like.
So you're going on a big tour.
A big fat fuck off tour.
You're a full pop star.
Am I like a pop star? On a tour bus?
Oh my God. Do you have groupies yet?
No.
But who comes on the bus with you?
Just my
your friend?
My band. And some of my friends will come this time though, I reckon.
So where are you touring?
Everywhere.
Give us some names.
Okay.
The big cities.
Manchester.
Yes.
Woo.
Whoa. Leeds.
Yes.
Southampton. Bristol.
Going back to the
well, maybe we should go and revisit some.
And then I think London is the next day after Southampton.
London would be great.
London would that.
You need to come. No, that's obviously you're coming to London. I'm playing Hammersmith Apollo on Friday the 19th of April and you'll be there.
Yeah, we will be.
Honestly, it's going to be you're going to actually lose your mind.
I will literally die.
You're going to lose your mind, honestly.
I'm losing my mind already.
I'm so excited.
So we're doing our tour.
Shut the fuck up.
In the same location, venue, that weekend. So you better come to that. No,
are you... What?
But this is dream to you.
This is actually... Do you know what I think? I think we're all connected somehow.
Same.
What's it called? The invisible string theory. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, I'm probably going to explain it in a really, really bad way. But you know when you just like know of people and you bump into people and you're all like connected in some sort of way. I've had it with so many people recently.
Okay, Katie.
Hello.
We're going to give you some dilemmas because you're a wise, wise owl. She's a witchy boo,
wise owl.
And we want you to help our listeners with their serious dilemmas.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the first one out, Prash?
Okay. Hey, Sophie, Melissa. Last summer, me and my boyfriend and a group of friends went to Glastonbury together. Love that. It was one of the highlights of my summer and a weekend which I thought I'd look back at with good memories for the rest of my life. Ooh. Me and my girl group decided to get all disposable cameras to take fun photos whilst we were there. I was lazy and only got my film developed last week.
Oh no.
I was sorting through them and printed the photos and didn't remember taking any of them. I was in some of them, but the film definitely wasn't mine. Oh, as in like she'd taken someone else's film. So it wasn't her camera.
Oh.
And then I realized that I must have accidentally swapped cameras with another one of my friends. What started off as a nice walk down memory lane looking back at our time away turned into my worst nightmare. As one of the photos I came across was one of my friends kissing my boyfriend.
What the hell?
Neither my friend or my boyfriend have mentioned it. No. I'm so confused as to why my friend hasn't tried to get the camera back if she'd known that photo was taken. I didn't pick up anything suspicious whilst we were at Glastonbury or since. I'm trying to excuse it as a drunken mistake. But I've been second guessing myself nonstop and just want to know the truth. What do I ask first, my friend or my boyfriend? It's been eating me up and I need to know what happened. This is mental. I wonder how many weeks had passed. She just said a few weeks had passed.
Sorry. No, no, no.
Oh, no, hold on. Glastonbury was in June. Like, we're now... Like, this is months away.
Sorry, not the golf... Not the... Sorry, they must have been...
They must have been
hammered.
Like,
yeah. Let's take a picture.
Totally.
And then give some evidence.
And then give it back to the...
Also, the fact that she hasn't tried to get the camera back, I think it's pretty obvious that they don't even have any recollection of that happening.
I think that makes it a little less shady that they're
less
not...
Less shady, yeah. But...
It would make me think, oh, maybe...
But also,
really
like, no matter how, like, fucked up I've ever been, if I kissed my best friend's boyfriend, I would remember.
100%.
I would just not do that.
No, I would not do that either.
I would never do
right,
that.
Right, what's our advice?
Oh, no, it's terrible. Who'd you ask first? I would ask... It depends.
I would call the best friend. I'd call my boyfriend.
I'd say go out
for a
nice dinner.
The first thing I would
accuse
my boyfriend and I would be really upset with my best friend. I don't know if I'd be able to talk to the best friend about it. I would get information from the boyfriend first and understand what his side of the story would be.
I would make them think they're both like...
Yeah, what would you do? Come on.
I would like go for a nice dinner or invite them both round, invite all the friends round and be like, guys,
and then just
what's
put
this?
The photo in front of them.
Oh my God, just put
what's
the
that?
Photo.
Or like make them laugh, like do a joke and then they're like, ha ha ha, catch them off guard and just put it in front of them and be like, what the fuck is that?
Oh my God, oh my God, I you are a boss. This
no time, no time to panic, no time to think. They just have to go, fuck.
You know what's also good? They don't have enough time to like cross over the story.
Do you want to join this podcast? That's the sort of advice we need.
Enough time to conjure up a story and themselves. Yeah, yes, yes.
You ask them questions and then they don't know what the right answer is.
Because they have to give you the correct answer there and then. I would also get another witness.
I'd also do it in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah, get another witness.
Yeah, let's nail them to the ground. Actually.
Yeah, like if you could take a picture of it and then I print it off and you've not told me about it, then I will get all of our friends together and we'll have a lovely dinner and I'll embarrass you. And then we can talk about it.
And then say, guys, can Hash you all leave? Or,
but then,
I should be like,
but then would you do we think ultimately this is going to end in a dumpable offence?
I do. I'd never get over that.
Neither.
I don't. Depends on the age.
But it just also sounds quite like...
It sounds
not
like,
that deep.
No, it sounds like everybody was really fucked up.
It sounds like everyone's really fucked up. There's been a photo taken. They don't even obviously remember it. They've given the camera back to you.
Yeah.
They haven't acted shady. You haven't picked up on anything. And we do have a serious gut sense. I feel like if there was something going on, you would know.
Yeah. But if you, like, you could go about whatever way you want, but I would personally just be like, what is this?
I would still be fuming. I would still be fuming. Yeah. It's still a dumpable offence, for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's just like where...
You could not.
I wasn't there on the night out. Like, what were you all up to? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's so age relevant. I'm sorry, but I do. Like, if it was like a young thing going to class and you're all getting fucked up, like, I just think that sort of shit could happen. But like, if that were to happen now and I saw Jamie kissing my best friend, I'd be like, you're done. Both of you are out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Imagine, of course. Like me and Jamie.
On the stage.
What is this, guys?
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It depends. Totally. I would say, I'm going to give you an age bracket.
It's also like just the vibe of the friendship group. Like, you know when it becomes, like, Glastonbury is kind of like loosey-goosey place. So I don't know. But I don't know.
Trying to think if Toby was kissing one of my girlfriends from, like, from school. Like, no. They all go to Glastonbury. I'm like, fuck off.
Okay, right. No. You've got to do what Katie suggested.
I think
and
it's
then
an
you need
excellent
to report back.
Idea, guys. Yeah,
to just, like, invite them over, cook a lovely dinner, be so nice. Oh, we haven't seen each other for a minute.
Oh, yeah, get them all over to the house.
Have a catch up, have some wine, then be like, sit, guys.
No, PowerPoint presentation, click, and then it just it projects onto the wall.
Oh, we should do, like, a 2023 wrap. That's what she should do. Here's my 2023 wrap of the year. Like, here's what's gone on. So I went to Glastonbury, had a great time. Next slide.
Came across the
here's my outfit. Here's my da-da-da. Next slide. My best friend kissing my boyfriend.
I can't wait.
It's so Regina George cross me, girls.
It's so excellent.
Okay, right. Next one. Next dilemma. This is great.
A really great piece of advice.
Help, help, help. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years and I love him so much. We went on a weekend away and both got very drunk. We had drunk sex, which was fun, but a bit of a blur. But the next morning when we woke up, my boyfriend was a bit off with me. I asked him what the matter was and he told me that I'd said his best friend's name whilst we were having sex.
What's going on with all these best friends and like...
As soon as he said this, I remembered it happened, but I have no idea why I was thinking of his best friend at that specific moment in time.
Also, to then say it as it's quite a bit much.
I can't bear it.
Oh, that's really shit.
I've never thought of his friend like that. I apologise to my boyfriend and I have tried to reassure him, but what can I do to show that it was an honest mistake and that I don't actually want to shag his mate? Should I tell you a story?
Yes.
Right.
Don't tell me you said you've done that.
No, you're gonna die, right? The only way is Essex, reality show. When I was at uni with my ex, we were having sex and I was very drunk and I called him Rick from Towie, who was going out with Jess Wright.
Rick, I don't think I remember that.
What's his name, Rick? Ricky,
but I do
I
remember
kept
him.
Doing it. Like he was like, what the fuck, Sophie? And I was obviously so drunk, uni days, trebles, woo. And I kept calling him Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky was not a vibe.
But do you know
what
I mean? I did not fancy Ricky at all. So I kind of like, I'm like, poor you, just drunk. Sometimes it's in the back
of your head. Sometimes it just comes
forward. I obviously watched The Only Way Is Essex that day.
And it was in your mind.
She probably looked at Instagram.
Yeah, also like, I know this isn't the same thing, but you know when you were at school and you'd call your teacher mum?
Oh yeah.
Or dad.
Or love you.
Yeah. Things happen.
I would do the love you, yeah.
I'd always go, mum.
Yeah, same.
And they'd be like, what?
Sometimes I call my boyfriend my brother's name if I've just been with my brother and then I'm like around and when I'm like, oh, Will. And I'm like, oh, Toby.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I mean, these things do happen. It is very peak and it's very shit that you were drunk and like, on a nice weekend away.
You just have to, you just have to keep like convincing him. And you know what I would do? This is just me. I would then, like, one of, like, another, like, friend that you have, or, like, another, like, someone that's completely unthreatening to your relationship, I would then maybe on purpose accidentally call him that name, not in a sexy vibe though. So like, oh, such and such, and then be like, I don't know what's going on with me, so I just keep saying random people's
yeah.
names.
Yeah,
just pretend
I'm
like
so
it's
ditzy.
Like,
such
I'm
a clap.
So ditzy. I don't know what's going on with my brain. I'm brain fog, babe.
I don't think it's that deep. He just needs to get.
He just
over
needs
it.
To get yeah. over it. But lots of reassurance would be like, I honestly have no idea. I'd be like, I saw. I think it's because I saw
but
a photo.
If Toby
or
said,
called
you Sophie when you were oh. in first. I'd be like, what the fuck.
Dilemma three. Hey girls, I'm studying away at uni and my best friend has just broken up with her boyfriend. And I thought she'd be upset about the breakup, but she seemed completely normal and won't talk to me about it. The only thing she said to me is that she didn't want me to let her go home with anyone after a night out. However, since then, she's been sneaking the same boy into our house. Mm. I caught him once and told her that it might not be the best idea and she may not be ready, and she agreed. But she keeps disappearing on nights out and ends up at his house. Just to add, this guy is bad news. He's not got a good reputation. He's known for sleeping around and not being nice to girls. She says that she doesn't care and that she just doesn't like him. But I can tell that she does. This is always the way. We always think we can sleep with someone. It doesn't mean anything. You know? I don't know what to do because I don't want it to come across as a needy friend or like I'm being her mum. But at the same time, I don't want her to get hurt. Is there anything you would suggest? I think these situations are so different. I would just let her do it.
Yeah.
I would like, I'm here for you when it all goes
the
wrong.
The thing is, there's only so much you can help a friend. That happens with my mates all the time. I'll be like, here's what I think you should do. And I'll be honest and say, I don't think it's the right thing to do. And then they'll be like, yeah, I know.
But then they do it anyway.
You
have to let people make their own
And then
mistakes.
They make the mistakes and they come back and go, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. But then like, you want them to make mistakes, otherwise they won't
otherwise
learn.
Otherwise they won't learn and they won't grow.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it gives people...
Also, we've all got to be...
She's in her destructive era. Like, she doesn't know what she's like. Just getting through
it. Yeah, this is literally like...
Just be the shoulder to cry on and bring totally. Ice cream and like snacks and go to the dinner and eat pizza.
Yeah.
And you also want to... I think you want to bring her back down to earth and obviously let her know, like, oh, it is just obviously a casual fling. But then you also want her to be able to, like, give you the good goss. Like, oh, you know what? We actually had some quite wild sex last night. And you want to be able to talk about that with your best friend. Mm. So you don't want her to feel like you're judging her.
Yeah.
Totally. You know? It's a fine line. But I get that you're protect. Like, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Oh, my God,
you just got to let it happen.
But, like, no matter how much you try and help someone, like, they're the only people that can help themselves.
Totally.
So just let them.
And if you are too needy and pushy with her, she will just pull away from you, and then it might end up in the end of your friendship, which does happen. So you
and then
just
she'll blame you when he fucks over.
Totally.
She'll be like, you put me in a bad headspace. So you've got to just be there. Do you know,
just got to be there.
I know what you mean. Just be a good friend.
Okay, right. The fans are going to be dying to hear some sort of a gossip story. Or, I don't know, something's happened to you that's funny or anything. Just give us something.
We know loads of your fans writing about their dating dilemmas. Have they given you a story that you can anonymously share with our listeners?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about you.
Okay, so this isn't about me.
Fine.
wink.
This is just my friend's story that my friend told me.
Yeah.
This happened like a few years ago. I was seeing this boy who was like disgustingly gorgeous and like fit, and we had like, it was all amazing and it was great.
Stunning.
Right?
Yeah, it's done.
But one time after we had sex, right? Mm. It was actually just after we finished having sex. He laid down on the bed and I was just laid there, and he goes, Kate, I've got something to tell you. And I was like, what? I'm
scared.
And he was like, I think I'm the chosen one.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, my friend, he's a prophet. He told me that I'm the chosen one. I just led that. And I said, sure. I said, that's...
Be like, hard after that performance.
I said, that's great for you. But he was, and then he went on like a 2-hour tangent about how he's the chosen one and how he's been like put on this earth to like...
Kanye West vibes.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then after that, we stopped seeing each other. He was sort of, he was like, I can't do this. So like, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, okay.
Morgan, considering he thinks he's the chosen one.
The
what
chosen
does that mean?
One. I don't even know.
He's going to build an arc.
I don't even know.
If he is the chosen one, you shag the chosen one.
Maybe that's, maybe he had like some magic.
Magic babies.
Oh my God, that's really icky for
I
me.
Know.
I would vomit on him.
I know, the chosen one. And also like, oh, I really fancied him as well. And then he just
that's
started.
Such a shame.
But he was what like, he was like, this guy's me. He's like, hey, I'm dead serious. I literally went, he was like, I think I'm the chosen one. And I was like,
Okay.
I don't know what I would do if someone started to tell me that.
I would literally pat my back. I would be so icked out.
But see, I literally...
You've lost your marbles. Like...
I know.
That no, is not bad for me.
I don't think I've ever had anything like that. The worst thing I've ever had is like someone starting to play like really loud, like weird Brazilian music and been like, got, and I'm like, what is going on?
Oh my God, I had
and
that
And it's
one
quite
time.
Aggressive music. And I'm yeah. like, this is really, don't get it.
Has anyone ever like tried to serenade you or have you serenaded?
Oh, you have you serenaded anyone?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
So question. Family events, birthdays for other people. Do you always sing or are you quite reserved with that? You keep it professional?
No. I'm like...
Any opportunity?
If there's a mic, don't give it to me because I'll do it.
Okay, Katie, you're a songwriter, you're a singer, you're a dancer, you're an all-round performer.
Uh-huh.
Can you create a theme tune for Wednesdays?
What, you want me to make one right
there
now?
One. Yeah, please.
It's just a royalty. Just
no, no spot. Pressure. Just on the spot if you can.
Let's just let those creative juices do their thing. We're really putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
I'm really excited now.
No.
Oh, we'll look at you.
Look at me.
Okay, so.
All eyes.
Can you give me a beat? Shall I write you a rap?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's it? Go on, Ben, you give a beat in the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what? It's Wednesdays. It's the Wednesdays podcast. Wednesdays. It's the Wednesdays podcast. What? Send in your dilemmas, bitch. Send in your dilemmas, bitch. If you're in a situation, shit. Send in your dilemmas, bitch. It's the Wednesdays podcast. What? Wednesdays podcast. That was possibly some of my bestest work ever.
Copyright that
Sending
right
your
now.
Dilemmas, bitch.
We love that. Katie, you've been so
Thank
amazing.
Thank you so much. You've been
love
such
you.
A dream.
I love you.
So fun.
I love her.
That was so fun.
I think she's like, she really could sit on this sofa and become part
She was
of
giving
Wednesday.
Some solid advice.
She just, inspirational woman.
I really like the whole like, sit them down and put the photo in front. That was bad cop. Good cop vibes.
Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, like be a bit
it
more
It was
sass.
Blair Waldorf vibes.
You don't always have to be like playing by the book.
We're way too boring and adult. We need to just be a bit more sassy. We need a little bit more Blair Waldorf in our lives. A bit more Katie Baser.
Shh, can you tell that she's rewatching Gossip Girl at the moment? Because honestly, there's a reference to Gossip Girl
Sorry,
every time.
But it's just so
We need
good.
A bit more like...
Katie Baser in us.
Manipulation in our bones.
We do just a little bit more finesse.
A bit more sass. Not more so vanilla. Oh, yeah. I'm bloody excited to go to her tour. Do you think we're going to go backstage with her? I think
really
we're going to
we're
going to
be invited.
I'm getting on the tour bus if she doesn't let
oh
me.
Oh my God, the tour bus
upset.
I bet will be so exciting.
Same. She's a real vibe. Like her a lot.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed it. So good. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.